Word for today, I trust that your hearts are ready to receive what today we have, of course, with us, Reverend Samson, Living Stream. Yes, sir. And we're excited that the Lord will release him to come through this morning. Man of God, thank you very much. A big thank you to Consuming Power Chapel for allowing their papa to come and bless us. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Fifi.
Yes, sir.
Hope you're also doing good.
The grace of God is graciously gracing me.
We thank God.
Amen. Yeah. What says the Lord this morning?
Yeah.
Pray to us.
Thus says the Lord. First of all, I thank God for this day and his life. Number two, I thank Joy FM. And on the platform of Joy in His Presence, thank you very much for welcoming me. God bless you and give you more grace. Yeah, I learned this month is your month of faith. Faith is a pillar of our movement with God. Faith is our bone. Without faith, we cannot stand. Yeah, so we thank God. Everything we do as children of God, we do it by faith. Even those who follow the devil, they follow him by faith. They believe him. That's why they follow him. So we thank God for having taken us up to this moment. You know, faith, what I know about faith and what I've understood about faith over the years is that it's like a house. The stability and the firmness and the strength of the house is dependent on its foundation. If the foundation is not good, trust me, the house will go down. That is why Jesus encourages us to build our house on a rock. It's difficult to build a house on a rock, but he encourages us because that's the safest place. You know, in a big floods, normally we don't see In the nations outside Ghana, we see bigger floods, more terrible. They can carry, mansions. They can carry tall buildings, but they cannot carry rocks. No, I've not seen any flood carrying rock before. No, you don't even try it. And so Jesus asks us to build our houses on a rock. So your faith, the strength of your faith would depend on the foundation, and the foundations are in two things or two areas. Number one, how do you know God? Number two, understanding him. These two form the foundation of faith. If you don't get it right, forget it. Number one, knowing God, who he is. And number two, understanding him. Because in Hosea, they talk about two things, Hosea 6. One is knowledge. For lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. And if you read on, it also says, for lack of understanding, the people fall. So understanding God is another thing. Now, let me read this scripture so we can use it to discuss the matter of faith, which is important for everybody, because without it, we cannot do anything. By faith, I believe that Joy FM has survived the storms to this day. By faith, we all live. John chapter 11, I believe that we all know this story, but let me run through and then we can discuss a few things. And then from verse 1, and now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Okay, let me come to... All right. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. We will come to this statement. He whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Lazarus, Jesus knew him, but in this case, the description given to Lazarus was he whom thou lovest. Now they intentionally use this phrase in order to provoke a certain reaction from Christ. Not just Lazarus, but the Lazarus you love, the man you love. Anytime you came to our house, the man who set the table and served you, the man you love so much, he is sick. So we don't even want to mention the name Lazarus. The man you love so much is sick. So this statement is meant to provoke, to elicit certain response, reactions from Christ. All right. So the natural response is to hurry up, be in haste, and go because you love him. Now, that's the nature of love. Once your lover is in trouble, you just hurry up and go. And that is why they use that phrase. He whom you love is sick. But thank God, Jesus said, oh, this sickness is not unto death. And that makes us heave a sigh of relief. Praise the Lord. This sickness is not unto death. So now, fine. Jesus, what you need to do is to hurry up and then run, you know, do everything quick and run and go and meet the guy and do whatever you have to do. So let's continue and see. That's the normal reaction, which I believe that was what Jesus was going to do because he loved him. Yeah, he loved him. Okay, so verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So over here, it wasn't only Lazarus that was loved. He loved the entire family. For which sake, in a normal circumstance, or normally what everybody should expect, that if he loved the family so much, the only response that anybody else could expect is for Jesus to run, leave the place immediately and go to Bethany to attend to them. I mean, that was all that Jesus should do. Looking at the definition of love. So let's see. I believe that's what he did. Okay, so verse 6. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick. So you mean, let me take away the he here. I replace it with the phrase. When he heard, therefore, that the one he loved was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. My brother, this is a big disappointment. This is a big blow. Instead of, now, what we were expecting was that he will run, he will be in haste to go. He dwelt, he remained there 2 days. What kind of love is this? I mean, what kind of love is this? We're expecting from the man who the Bible says loved the world so much that he came to die for us. Now he who he loves so much is sick. Instead of attending to him so fast and so quick, he remained where he was for 2 more days. What kind of love is this? And somebody might say, so in a situation like this, you go and tell the people, Mary and Martha, that Jesus still loves you. They will just say, Chia. They'll say, Chia, what kind of love is this? The man whom you love is sick. Instead of running to attend to him, you dwell at a place 2 days. I mean, what is that? What is that? So this, so when I was starting, I introduced, faith is built on how you know God and understanding him. So, knowing God will determine the kind of faith you have. All right. So, then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. Well, his disciples said unto him, Master, let's forget about that. Jesus, let's come to verse 11. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. This is another statement that, you know, it's like when you are following this man, you are always confused. Now, number one, instead of running to attend to him, you abode 2 days. After abiding 2 days, you now then said, the man is asleep. I'm going to wake him up. I beg your pardon. Anytime the man sleep, are you the one who goes to wake him up? Now, number one, the man was sick. He needed rest. And he, once you know he's asleep, just allow him to rest. You are going to wake the sick man up. What kind of thing is that? And number two, Jesus, do you want to tell us any time Lazarus slept, you go there to wake him up? What kind of Papa, you cry, didn't you? And I just say, who didn't you cry? You don't even know sometimes how to answer certain things. Today you are going to wake him up. Okay, let's go. So I mentioned two things: understanding God. God speaks one language, we speak another language, and we must know that. If we don't understand his language, we cannot follow him. Following him is depending on how much you know him. And you will know him because you understand him when he speaks. That he was going to wake the sick man who was resting. He was going to wake him up. You are going to interrupt. You are going to worsen the case. You don't have to do that. So I believe a lot of confusion. And so this is what it is. God operates on one level. We operate on another level. Now, God operates on the level of recovery. We operate on the level of prevention. God operates on the level of recovery. We operate on the level of prevention. It should have been prevented. No, God doesn't work with that. God he works and operates in the level of recovery. If he comes, no matter the nature of the situation, he shall recover it. So he didn't need to run. God will not run for our sake. God will not be in haste for our sake. Because if he comes, no matter the nature of the situation, no matter how rotten it is, God is able to recover it. But you see, we dwell in the level, or operate in the level of prevention. So now let's see what happens. So if we don't understand the language of God, We will mess up. Okay. Now let me continue here. Then, verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in a house. Verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. So the level of man is being displayed here. Prevention. Lord, if you had come earlier, my brother wouldn't have died. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Recovery. Even though you die, when I get there, you will leave. That is the level in which God operates. We operate at the level of he shouldn't die at all. He shouldn't die. The situation shouldn't get to this state. But no, God does your prayer. So, you see, we must be able to reconcile the situation, the levels. We must move to the level of God in order to believe him. We must know him. How do you have to know God? You must know God, that he is the God that when he comes to the situation, no matter the nature of the situation, it could be that the situation is dead a year ago. Once he comes there, he will recover it and the situation will be resurrected. If the situation is rotten 100 years ago, if he comes there, the situation will be recovered and be restored. Taught back to life. That is the way we must know God. We must not know him in our level of prevention. Oh, if you had been here earlier on. Let me read another one for you. That one was for Martha. Now let's listen to Mary. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Martha, Mary, same. Now let me read to you the confession of those who have come to mourn with them. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not die? This man who opened the eyes of the blind, he should have made it possible that Lazarus shouldn't have died at all. Once you move in this level, my brother, you cannot move with God. So there are many of us in the church that believe that we are moving with God in faith. We don't have any faith at all. There are many of us who don't have faith at all, because in the first place, we don't even understand it. We are moving the level of prevention. Oh God, you need to come before this thing happens. If you wanted to help me, you should have helped me 10 years ago. If you wanted to help me, you should have helped me yesterday. And once you have not been able to help me yesterday, it is over. No, you are not operating in God's level. From today, I am calling every believer. I'm calling every believer, leave your level, because God will not come to our level to operate in the level of prevention. No, he is the resurrection and life. Let us all move to that level of recovery. Now, when you move to the level of recovery, then faith doesn't die. Faith has no limit. Do you know why faith has no limit? It is because God moves in the level of recovery, so nothing spoils. Yes, when he went there, he said, show me where the grave is, and then they show him, and he said, okay, let's go. And Martha said, please, don't worry yourself. Our brother is dead 4 days ago. By now, he's been stinking. You know, and he didn't know that the man over there was not just a man operating in man's level. He is the resurrection. He recovers and restores. So, brothers and sisters listening to me everywhere now, I want you to recharge your faith and to redivine faith unto you. Maybe what you may be having is not faith at all. If you said now you are discouraged, you have trust God and nothing is happening, so you are discouraged, I beg you, what you were practicing isn't faith. It isn't faith at all, because faith doesn't die. Do you know why faith doesn't die? Because you trust him. You know him. Let's say Fifi is my son. My son. And I'm walking with him in town. And he knows me, that I am so strong. I am so powerful. You know, I can do anything. And then we got somewhere in town and some macho men come around and then they hold the hand of your father and they are twisting it and they are twisting it. And your father is just like standing. It's like he cannot defend himself. I don't think Fifi, who knows me, who has been with me and knows what I can do, I don't think he will be disturbed. Seeing people twisting my hand, Fifi will not be disturbed at all, because he knows that, hey, no more. When you're here, not a baba. Yeah. Oh, we're cool. What I mean is that if God shakes himself, literally, if God acts right now, all those twisting his hands, they'll be lost. You know, there are times in our walk with God, in this walk with faith, we think that somebody has bound the hands of God, or the hands of God are chained so he can't save me, or God cannot defend himself. Look at the situation I'm going through. It's like I can't see the hand of God. It's like the hand of God is cut off. You don't have faith. The one who has faith takes it cool, because he knows God. If you know him, you are not troubled what happens. Hey, the Bible says Abraham believed in hope against hope. Do you know why? Because Abraham knew God. He knew that, look, he can do anything at any time. So I am not troubled about the nature of Sarah's womb. I am not troubled. Hey, when God comes, things will change. That is where you are beginning to practice faith. So if you say, I am discouraged, and I can't move again. If you're a minister and you are into the ministry, you get to a place and it's like you are giving up and you are quitting. Hey, you are quitting. You don't have faith. You don't have faith after. Faith has no end. Faith is always believing that the next moment a miracle is going to happen, because I know the God I serve. Oh, yes. I know the God I serve, that no matter what, something is going to happen. You know, it is good we stay with God and study him and know him well. Then we can walk with him in faith. Now, recently, a woman called Mary, a virgin, gave birth to a young son, and then he grew with him, he fed him, and he knew the son. And, you know, so this child is not an ordinary child. And I believe that sometimes Mary would just put some food on the fire, and then the son just put the food on the fire. The food has not started boiling, and the son would go and just start the food, the cover of the pan, and then he said, "Mommy, the food is ready. Let's eat." So, I said, "Mommy, the food is ready." But the food has not started boiling. Mommy opens the cover, and the food is ready. So, what kind of child is this? This is not an ordinary child. That is the way we must know God. Stay with him and know him. That is where you build your faith. And that is why when they went to the wedding at Cana, he said, "My son, you are going to do the thing. There is no drink. You are going to provide because I know you. You can do something. You can do something." Now, this morning, who is quitting? If you are quitting, you don't know God. Who is discouraged? If you are getting discouraged, you don't know God. And knowing God, you must understand his language. One language that you have to understand is God's language, so you can work with him. And that is why I invite every listener to attend the Bible school, which I heard called the Fisher's Trainer Bible School. We teach the language of God. We have two languages. We teach the language of God. And so when you understand God, you will be able to work with him. Let me sum it up and say, who is quitting this morning? If you are quitting, that is not faith. You may ask me, what is it? Well, I don't know. But that is not faith. Faith does not quit, because faith is always believing that any moment something great will happen. Something will change. I encourage everybody who has fallen, arise. Who is weak, be strong. Who has quitted, come back to the job. Ministers are quitting, closing down their churches, come back to it and trust in God. I believe that with faith, as multimedia has stood and Joy FM has stood to this day, faith will carry you to the ends of the world, standing strong and firm. This morning, God bless whoever has listened to me. I believe that I have challenged your faith. I believe that I have reawakened your faith so that if you are sleeping, get up and continue the journey. Yes, trust God, because he can do anything at any time, however he likes it. God bless you. God bless you. My name is Reverend Samson Livingstream, and the name of the church I head is Consuming Power Chapel. We are located at Madina New Road, around Rolling Circle, just a few, let's say, 100 meters from Rolling Circle at Agatha Junction. Once you get to Agatha Junction, Consuming Power Chapel is right there at your right-hand side. So, Consuming Power Chapel, Madina New Road. Come and be fed with the word that will grow your faith and be like rock. God bless you. I pray for whoever is sick, receive the faith to be healed right now. Whoever has come to a crossroad, receive the faith to be delivered right now. Whoever is in any form of confusion, be delivered right now. The Lord bless you and make you strong. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Could you add your phone number to it as well?
My phone number is 0277-403623. If you call me, we will talk more about faith and I'll pray for you. If you call me, come with faith, and the faith will add power, and the power will transform your life. And expect God for a miracle. God bless you.